This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of November 28th, 2022, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yeah, that's right. And we are back here on Cyber Monday special. So we interrupt your holiday shopping to bring you the top stories at this hour. And here is a man who I'm sure has an assortment of things that would be great gifts for you and yours and everybody on your holiday shopping list. He is Pickleball's top influencer here with us today, Father Nature. It's Tyson Apostles. Tyson, how are you?
I'm doing great. I know exactly what you need. You probably need some pickleball paddles from Gamma, mm-hmm. probably some Fila pickleball shoes, mm-hmm. maybe a Chubby's fleece pullover, mm-hmm. and you're set.
Any Cyber Monday deals?
All of them.
Oh.
Fila is 50% off right now.
Oh, that's incredible.
Everything, site-wide.
Yeah.
What about gold chains?
Gold chains. You're going to want some gold chains. Well, you're going to want at least one gold chain. Yeah. See, I got one.
You should sell the fleece with the gold chain.
You think so? But you said you wouldn't wear the fleece like this.
No, but there's lots of people who could and would. Can't and shouldn't.
Why?
I'm not a 3/4 zipper guy, first of all, as I've explained.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I don't know if I've got the alpha male vibes to do that with the gold chain.
Hmm.
Do you think that's what it is?
Yes, I think it is.
See, I don't think I've ever tried it.
You should try it.
Do you need me
to send you guys some 3/4 zips?
I mean,
well, you need to send the gold chain too.
Mm-hmm. You get a fake one.
Okay.
The bare chest by itself isn't so great. It's mm-hmm. the gold chain that draws the eye into the vortex of the chest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like a work of art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like a poem.
This zipper is like a contrast color. So it could work by itself. Anyway, I think that 3/4 zip should almost always be worn all the way zipped down without a shirt underneath, unless it's cold outside, then you can zip it up.
Okay, but still no shirt underneath.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, here's a man who always has a shirt underneath. It's Danny Bryson, Mr. Vascular, Danny Monday.
Mm-hmm. Hiding that vascularity.
Yes.
Are you vascular on your stomach?
I used to be.
Whoa.
Yeah, so did I.
In high school. You're like, oh, look at the, that's pretty cool. Not anymore though. It's all in the legs. Yeah. I'm always wearing a shirt. As I've said, it's just what normal people do. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of guts. Only the most brave and the weirdest go shirtless under jackets. Mm-hmm. And it's weird that it's like that. It's those two groups. And all you need is to look at the person and hear them speak to know which of those two groups they belong to. Tyson, brave. Uh-huh. You know, the guy outside 7-Eleven, maybe the weird guy. So
is it brave or is it beauty? Like I
beautiful.
Yeah.
A beautiful bravery. Yes. You're so brave.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So yeah, no, it's good to be here, guys. I'm overcoming a cold.
Oh no.
I don't know if, yeah, my kid was sick. Well,
thoughts and prayers. Mm-hmm.
My kid was sick.
Yeah.
And you know how kids like to cough right into your face.
Oh, nonstop.
Right into your face. So
you're like, okay, now when will I be sick? Because mm-hmm. you know it's coming. Mm-hmm. And pretty quickly, I got it. He managed to sneeze right into an open eye. And I think that's the quickest way to transmit a cold mm-hmm. is a direct sneeze into an open eye.
Which son was this?
Ollie.
Okay. And he's 11?
He's 10.
10. Okay.
Yeah. So here I am just recovering, feeling good. This is the first day I have felt good. And I think it's because my body knew News AF was happening.
Danny, were you sick over Thanksgiving?
I was just starting to get sick. You know, like those early, when you're like, is this happening? Mm-hmm. Is this happening? Am I getting sick? Mm-hmm. And you know, deep down inside that you are, but you still have hope. Like, no, actually, dude, I'm going to overcome this. I had the flu shot, whatever this is. I'm going to just like ride roughshod right over it.
Yeah.
And then the next day it's like, it punched you in the face.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So yeah, no, it's good to be here.
Yeah.
I probably could have sweated it out. If I had one of Tyson's fleeces, I could have covered my upper and lower body in nothing but fleece, no yeah. underwear, and probably would have recovered maybe a day or two earlier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you wouldn't need to zip it up all the way.
Mm-hmm. And then as you get better, you slowly zip it back down to ventilate.
Mm, yeah.
And then you have to throw them away because of all the flu sweats you did in them. You can't wash that out. Yeah. They have to be burned.
Tyson, does the three-quarter zip double as some sort of like a meter of your health of when you were at full health? We see that the three-quarter zip is all the way down.
Yep.
Yeah. And then when it's all the way up, that's when you know you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's when something's
Stay away. I am ill.
Yeah,
and not
exactly.
well.
Exactly. That's exactly right,
I'm
dude.
I'm sweating out my cold.
If the world would follow this universal three-quarter zip rule, then we wouldn't ever need masks. Mm-hmm. Even then, during the pandemic,
you'd social distance. Yeah.
Look at the zipper. Yeah.
Look to the zipper. Look to the three-quarter zip. Yes.
Also, zipper could be a cool name for Mastodon.
We were talking in the pre-show about some of the Twitter alternatives that are out there, and I said, because I said that we were also broadcasting to Twitter, I hope that we're not going to get taken down, that I have been disparaging Twitter on Twitter.
Wow,
that's the best place to do it. That's where everybody does it.
That's the only place to do it.
Twitter is
nobody
dead
on Instagram cares tweet. About yeah
yeah like they, I love the tweets that Twitter is dead. Mm-hmm. It's the best tweet out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, running a social media site's difficult, guys. So coming up with the names might be the easiest part.
That's step one. Yeah. Although, then why are there so many bad names, Danny?
Yeah, that's what we're wondering.
I don't know, because there's a lot of people with no imagination. And as we all know, having grown up in a world without internet and then mm-hmm. now, trying to get a name now is just, it's impossible. Some computer out there is stealing every good name the minute they become available.
So you think Mark Cuban's computer is just stealing up corporation names?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to go on the record here today. Maybe you play this clip in 5 years and I look like a fool, but Mastodon's not going to happen. This is the worst name. Nobody wants to be on a Mastodon. Mm-hmm. It was extinct for a reason. Okay. Yep. Maybe if it had a better name.
If I could ride a Mastodon into battle, that could be pretty cool.
I guess so. It's slow and plodding.
I'd rather fly away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
on a tiny bird.
I don't think it's going to be Mastodon. Whatever Twitter replacement is, it's not going to be Mastodon. You heard it here first.
Yeah, it's going to be Sparrow, Arrow, or Zipper.
Or Zipper. Zipper. Okay. All right. Tyson, you have a good holiday?
I had a great holiday. My family came down. We rented a mansion in Arizona.
Oh, rented a mansion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You and Bieber. You guys are always renting mansions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It had a heated pool, a hot tub, a trampoline, a full baseball diamond.
A full baseball diamond?
Wow.
In the backyard.
Are you big into baseball? You guys
play kickball.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Actually, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. My whole family played kickball. There's 18 of us.
Wow.
That's two perfect teams of nine.
Like Field of Dreams.
Yeah, it was, except for there was no cornfields around, just desert. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. And this is the reason it was so awesome is because we were, we're eight adults and eight kids. And having a compound like that for a holiday, you don't have to plan anything. Like
a mansion is the plan.
That is the plan. So kids can go out and go swimming. Kids can go play pickleball. Kids can go jump on the trampoline, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was awesome. And I think go ahead.
You're pro renting a mansion.
Yeah. It sounds like he's pro mansion.
Mm-hmm. I'm pro renting a mansion. It was only like a few blocks from our house, but our house can't house 18 people. No. So
not even with the outside couch.
Yeah. And TV.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really, really awesome. And we didn't have hot water the first night.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave us the first night free.
Oh my God.
Boom.
Who needs hot water?
Life hack.
You had the heated pool, right?
No, the pool wasn't heated either that night, but everybody was getting in that evening. So it would have been nice to have a hot shower after traveling in, but to save a few thousand bucks on, skipping a shower one night.
Mm-hmm.
Worth it.
Yeah. Worth it.
Yeah.
And then the Tara is asking who cooked the meals in the mansion. I had it catered. I had Thanksgiving catered.
Gosh.
I had the local barbecue place smoke a turkey for us. They did some brisket. They did mashed potatoes, creamed corn, if you're into that. Green beans, yams with marshmallows on it.
You didn't do yams.
You order the Thanksgiving feast as is. So
you didn't.
Kids surprisingly like the candied pecans with the marshmallows in the yams.
Yeah.
Like there were people that ate that. Not for me. I didn't even try it. I didn't try the creamed corn. The stuffing was great. Mashed potatoes were fine. Smoked turkey was great. Brisket was awesome. And green bean casserole with bacon, pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, good review.
Yeah. And I would, I'm not a big prep a meal for a long time type of guy. So I will do this every time.
Tyson, well, if you're not a big prep a meal for a long time, well, then what a great segue. What a professional podcaster you are, because you knew our top story at this hour is all about the prep time of Velveeta mac and cheese, shells and cheese to be specific. Danny, did you have any macaroni and cheese at your Thanksgiving banquet?
It would have been delicious, but I do have some of this in my cupboard.
Okay. Well, it's Velveeta shells and cheese, and it is the microwavable version. It says on the box that it takes just 3.5 minutes to prepare. However, Amanda Ramirez is the plaintiff in a $5 million class action lawsuit against Kraft Heinz Foods, saying that ready in 3.5 minutes is false and misleading because it takes longer than the 3.5 minutes to prepare.
So I want to understand where you're Miss Ramirez and all of a sudden you're like, we're litigating at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, is it like she's like got a job interview on Zoom? She's got 3.5 minutes. She's got 4 minutes. She goes, she tries to prep it in 3.5. Thinking she'll have 30 seconds to eat. 3.5 minutes goes by. It's not ready. Mm-hmm. Ruins her life.
How does she justify the $5 million? It sounds like that's what you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, how are those damages coming about? $5 million of damages because the time was not correct?
Maybe she's been... Well, okay, Danny. So here's what you're missing, okay? So the suit claims that the macaroni and cheese dish is sold at a premium price of $10.99 for 8 of the cups. Okay. And so now you're saying like, oh, well, what does it take? Like an extra minute? Times that by 8.
Oh my gosh. I would like to follow Mrs. Ramirez around and see how much time she wastes in a day. Not even with these cups. I will say these cups, my kids like to make these. And what I would like to sue Velveeta for is just the mess my kids make.
So, okay. Does it say there's no mess on the package?
No, but I would still like to sue them.
Yeah.
Because somehow my kids do make a mess. My kid, okay, he tried to squeeze the cheese packet into this just like 2 days ago. And it wasn't coming out. So then he got scissors and cut the little tin, or not tin, but...
Is that how it works, Danny? Packaging.
And that dropped onto the floor. And then cheese turd squeezed onto the counter. And I would say maybe half of the cheese made it into the little cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, this doesn't have enough cheese.
Mm.
So there's lots to sue about.
Yeah.
The timing is not one of them.
Is the cleanup time factored into?
Yes.
Yeah.
It should be. Yeah, it should be in my... Both my kid and my niece who was with them, they love to claim how they can make this themselves, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so simple.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised at how they're not able to make this themselves.
Yeah, I never had this. I used to, back in college, I feel like this might have been at like the dawn of Easy Mac, when Easy Mac was first invented. And it wasn't good, Tyson. I had to still probably not. Be... In,
looks gross.
You wouldn't know anything about this, but I think I had to be in quite like a altered state before I pursued the Easy Mac.
Yeah.
Makes
Easy
sense.
Mac is so much worse than regular Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, is this Velveeta? When you open it, is it already liquidy or do you add water to it?
If I remember correctly, since I've never made one, you do add some kind of water and then you squeeze in the cheese. But I'm just going off of what I watch my kids do out of the corner of my eye while I'm eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They call it liquid gold.
Liquid gold, yeah.
Mm,
the other thing my kids make is they smash up top ramen in a Ziploc bag.
Mm-hmm. What do they do with it?
They eat it dry with the mixture in the bag.
What?
It's like a big thing. And the best part is they smash it up and half the time the bag tears during the smashing process and then tiny bits of top ramen explode.
Is it good?
No, it looks disgusting.
I've had it before.
And I've had dry ramen before. I've just had like the brick and then put stuff on it and chewed on it.
Yeah, that's the same as crunching it up and eating it that way.
But I didn't make a mess quite like that.
Mm-hmm. You're saying the difference between what your kids are doing and how gross you think that is and what you did is just the fact that they crunched it up and made a mess.
But their preparation time is way faster.
They've cut it down.
They cut it down. It's like 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So quick.
Okay. So just going back to the top ramen, is this something that just your kids do, Danny, or is this a viral TikTok trend?
No, I think that it's something a lot of kids do.
Wow.
Without the help of TikTok. The other thing that my kids started making was this disgusting looking dish, which is top ramen. And then you add flaming hot Cheetos in the top ramen after microwaving the top ramen.
Wow.
A lot of like Franken dishes are being made at my house constantly.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well,
your kids have seemingly removed the healthiest ingredient from the top ramen, which is the water.
Well, not when they do add the water.
Oh.
But in every case, I would say preparation time for all of these is under 4 minutes. I still consider Velveeta to be a quick meal.
Yeah.
Not some kind of lengthy, you know, cooking preparation time BS.
Danny, are you willing to testify on behalf of a Heinz Kraft Foods and be a character witness?
Yeah, a character witness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I get paid? Is that like a paid?
Yes, definitely. If she's suing for $5 million, I bet you could get $1 million out of it.
Okay. Give me $1 million. I'll come in. I can't say that it's not messy, but.
Well, that's not the case. That's not a lawsuit. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'm in.
Yeah.
I can be bought for $1 million.
According to the lawsuit, that there's her attorney saying that Ramirez, Ms. Ramirez, like other consumers, are trying to stretch their money as far as possible when buying groceries, according to the suit. And the bold statements like the ones that the Heinz Kraft Foods are making are represented in a misleading way.
Hint of lime.
Yes. Yes.
You think it's the same guy somehow?
No, it's not the same person. Well, maybe it is. Maybe he's representing Mrs. Ramirez, but it's just these people who just scour the shelves at the market for lawsuits, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what comes first? Does Ms. Ramirez go shopping for attorneys of like, hey, you know, I just like, it just took me 5 minutes to make this. This isn't me. You're ready in 3.5 minutes, right on the package. I got to find an attorney. Or does the attorney looking for somebody who will, vouch for their claims?
What I also wonder is if you go get a degree in law, when you go to a law school, is there like a whole semester designated for hint of lime type lawsuits?
This is it's a case study now where they're just like,
yeah,
Johnson versus Lay's
tortilla chips, Ramirez. Yeah. The Supreme Court hearing Ramirez versus Velveeta. And it's like all they study. They used to just study like divorces and estates, but now it's like all petty lawsuits against food.
Mm-hmm. The Pepsi one. Did you see the Pepsi documentary about
Dude, Where's My Jet?
I watched about half of it, and then the characters in it annoyed me so much.
Yeah, I didn't see it, Tyson. What was it about?
So Pepsi in the 90s advertised that you could get a Harrier jet with 7 million Pepsi points. And the kid found like a little hack where it was only going to cost $700,000 to get 7 million points, and then he would get the Harrier jet. And the Harrier jet was about $30 million at the time. So he was like, oh, that's quite the profit. And so he did it. There was no like little asterisk or anything by it. And then they went to court and were in court for like 5 years or something and ended up not being awarded the jet, even though most people say that he probably should have been.
Mm.
You can't fight Big Pepsi or even Big Soda. I mean, their lawyers are some of the best.
Yeah.
They've got the top soda lawyers working today.
Yeah. That was like kind of the beginning, the early stages of Hint of Lime and 3.5 minute cooking time lawsuits.
Yeah.
Some people she obviously has a ton of time to be filing lawsuits. So she probably has enough time to wait for that Velveeta cup.
Well, it depends. We got to see who the lawyer is. That maybe the lawyer is just going ahead and like finding people who will just like, okay, can I put this claim and hand this one in your name?
Yeah, maybe I'll get one of those random class action checks in the mail, like for 25 cents. Mm-hmm. Like you've been compensated.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's talk about another lawsuit. Actually, this is a winning lawsuit.
This one's important.
From the UK. Okay. I'm sorry. In France, a Frenchman. Yeah. A man was fired for being too boring, Danny.
That should not happen.
Mm-hmm.
That should not happen. But tell us more, because there is more to this story.
Yeah.
Like, what made him boring?
Okay. So he worked at a consultancy, which was called Cubic Partners, which is notable for its fun and pro approach to work.
What does that mean?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like Google, probably, where they have ping pong tables and stuff.
It sounded like more like Wolf of Wall Street type stuff. That's what I thought when I read this article.
Yeah. And so they would have like events. They would force their employees to participate in seminars and end of the week drinks, which ended up in like a lot of excessive alcohol intake. Maybe people were making Easy Mac. Yeah.
Yeah. Now listen to this. The sordid shindigs also included simulated sexual acts. Mm-hmm. I'll hear more about that.
Yeah.
Sharing beds with colleagues during seminars. That sounds like a price cutting technique, as well as cruel nicknames and other forms of hazing.
So
what do you think they'd call me?
Party house. Like as a cruel hazing nickname?
Yeah.
I'll have to think on that. I'll have to, it sounds like before you get the nickname, you do have to perform simulated sexual acts and share a bed. Then comes the nickname. Because you really have to see the person in action before you can know what nickname to assign them.
I bet you didn't have to do that. I bet it just like happened once.
So what's the simulated thing? Is that like somebody just like humping the air or something? Is that what we're thinking? Or is somebody got VR goggles on and it's a simulation?
Well, so then... I think maybe you have to consider the source also, because that this person who didn't want to participate in any of the fun got fired. And they said they told them they were too boring, Danny.
Yeah. And guess what? This killjoy, because that's what he is.
That was making a list of everything that was going on.
He really should have just quit on his own. Like, obviously it's not a good fit. There's no need to stay in this company. The company is who they are. Mm-hmm. You should just leave. That's if you don't want to do simulated sex acts in the air and sleep with colleagues, then you should probably find a different job. And they should have been upfront, like, hey, by the way, this place is a hoot. We party hard and we work hard.
We're Cubic Partners.
We're super fun and pro. So
be fair, it sounds very not pro.
It sounds almost the
opposite
pro.
Of pro. Yeah.
So they should have asked like during the interview process, like, we'd like to see your air guitar moves.
Yeah.
We'd also like to see what kind of simulated acts you can do.
Yeah.
And what's a good cruel nickname? Like, throw some cruel nicknames at me right now. Let's see if you're right for this job.
Yeah. I think maybe would you be okay with a 1980s work environment?
Yeah. So Tyson, what do you think was the compensation that was given to the person who was fired for being boring?
A 6-pack of beer.
No, it's financial. Financial compensation.
$20,000.
$3,000.
$3,000. The cheese lady's going to get like 100 times that amount.
The cheese lady's only getting $300,000.
Oh, well, whatever. I couldn't do the math off the top of my head. Tons more than that.
Yeah. So that's what the court has agreed to. This person who's fired for being boring is also looking for another $500,000 in damages, which is going to be decided separately.
There's so many jobs for boring people. Like, he really has a lot of opportunities out there. He didn't have to work here.
Does the job description say that they can't be boring? Like, what is the actual title of this person's job? That's what we need to find out.
Yeah, I don't know if the job description says you have to be fun, but I guess they said it was a fun and pro work environment. They said that this person failed to embody the party atmosphere that the consultancy was trying to cultivate. And they also said the other reason for this person, who is known by Mr. T, although ironically, the real Mr. T, not boring.
Yeah, it was a real party.
Yeah, he pitied the fool who would say...
So the boring guy's nickname is Mr. T?
I think he wants to be anonymous, and so
If that's a cruel nickname, that's not a cruel nickname.
Cruel nickname. You don't think that he's like a bald guy that wears like a ton of gold chains to the office, and that's his look, and they start calling him Mr. T?
You never know.
You don't think the cruel nickname stuck?
I mean...
By the way, he could come over here, work for the IRS, the DMV. I mean, really any government job would suit his boring attitude.
The reasons that they gave for firing Mr. T included being boring, being bad at listening, and difficult to work with.
I think the boring and difficult to work with are kind of this like the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And they said, actually, most of the people that get fired from this company get fired because they're too wild. Boy, it's a real Goldilocks environment over there.
These people are walking a fine line. Look, we need you to party pretty hard, but not too hard. But not like hard, not hard at all. We like need you in the middle, right there. Show me your moves. Like just simulate something in the air right now. That's just the right amount.
Yeah. Mr. T said in these court documents that he was exercising his freedom of expression by abstaining from the parties.
Oh, yeah. I mean, are you getting paid to be at the parties? Is that part of the job description is the thing? Because I am and always have been furiously anti-extracurricular.
Yeah, like after work parties. I'm not going to those. I don't even want to work here. If they're like, we have regular parties, they'd be like, I'm out. I'm on the more boring end. I'm not going to go party with a bunch of bros.
Mm-hmm. How do you know it's bros?
Oh, this is totally a bro thing. I mean, maybe not, but this sounds like, they say it's like a Wolf of Wall Street environment.
Yeah. I'm looking at their website.
Company.
What's that?
Do we know the type of company? Is it an investment company?
No, I'm looking at their website and I have to get the translation from English to French here. But
French? It's a French company.
Yeah, you didn't catch on to that? This is the French.
The website says, let's transform your potential together. They do lean management. Lean management is the method used by managers to improve performance. The word lean means no frills. Training in lean allows you to learn to manage differently, going to the essentials while aiming for excellence in terms of safety, quality, deadlines, costs, and impact on the environment.
Hmm. Sounds like they don't really do anything. And then the other thing, too, is that the French, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to dinner in Europe, but those dinners are long, dude. So you're going to a dinner, that's 3 hours. Then you got to go to drinks after. That's another 6 hours. You're doing that every day. That's a full work day of partying after each.
Yeah, his side hobbies of knitting, they fell by the wayside. Done. He was like, dude, I wish I could go home and be with my cats and knit. Mm-hmm. But I've got 6 hours of dinners after work every day.
They do cite four core values at this company. They are humanism, individual and collective example, customer proximity, and fun and professional. So
I thought
fun
you said
and pro.
Hedonism.
Hedonism,
instead of humanism.
I think that hedonism is humanism at its core.
Yeah. It's the part we like the most.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just being lost in translation here, but I feel like they're saying a whole lot of nothing.
Nothing
you've said about the website or the company or their core values or anything has made me think that they've thought through any of it.
They're going to teach you how to party.
Yeah, all they need to do is make enough money every quarter to party hard.
Mm-hmm. Every weekend, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So we were talking before we came on today. I was not prepared for how tapped into the NFL Danny and Tyson are. And so that this might be a story that they might have already known about. But really, NFL Twitter was a buzz yesterday after the one of the games happened yesterday where the Commanders continued their winning ways and their rookie running back, Brian Robinson, was spotted in the locker room with a very interesting accessory known as a big hat. Okay. You two are
hat wearers. So rookie running back Brian Robinson said his friend has a big hat company. If you want a big hat, let me know. And this hat looks to be,
big.
Would you say, is it five times the size of a normal hat?
Yes. And for someone who's used to wearing a helmet, maybe this isn't a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's big.
That is a big hat.
It's pretty cool.
Tyson, are you in search of a big hat sponsor?
Always. I would wear that, but I wouldn't wear it daily.
People wear cowboy hats. Cowboy hats are big hats.
Like, could you get a Dallas Cowboy big hat?
Yeah, but the big hat, here's what you need for the big hat. The big hat is only to wear at games or if you're tailgating or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is this serious? Do you think he's being serious?
His friend has a big hat company. And so he says
that
he
the website.
I don't think he gave it out. That's the question. I don't know if we know the Brian Robinson friend big hat company. If somebody has it in the chat, I would be in the market for a big hat.
Honestly, it looks like on his face, he's about to smile. Looks like this picture was taken right before he started laughing.
Yeah. Do you think that his friend asked him to wear the big hat as a favor and he reluctantly agreed to it, not realizing how big the hat was?
Yeah,
real Seinfeld puffy shirt situation.
Yeah, puffy shirt.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I've got a hat company. Would you wear my hat? And he's like, oh yeah, I would do that. He's like, you know, it's kind of big. Like, oh, okay, well, that sounds fine. And he opened the box and it was like a crate.
I want to see what it looks like.
Nogginboss.com.
What it looks like forward with the bill over.
Oh my gosh. They have them all, dude. Nogginboss.com.
Yeah.
Nogginboss.
It's just like a giant oversized hat.
Do they have a Cyber Monday sale?
Let's see. Choose your color and insert size. Personalize with a patch or go full custom.
First, you choose your noggin.
Yeah, I'm going to choose it.
Yeah.
Nogginboss.
Seems like there's a lot of young women that wear a giant hat on the. Yeah. So, yeah. $75. Get out of here.
But they're big. There's a lot of fabric.
I guess
on
so.
Those.
And tons of attractive women are wearing them. So,
yeah. That's let's see our story. Hold on. I'm getting a lot of sound on the website.
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Shark Tank. They were on Shark Tank.
Oh, they were on Shark Tank.
I'm guessing they weren't picked up. Look, if Cuban passed on these guys, I don't know if I can buy one of their hats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Look at this one. This one says USA. That'd be perfect for the World Cup.
Yeah.
How about this one? It says Boss Babe.
What
if you self-identify as a Boss Babe, this could be a great hat.
What if everyone else identifies you as a Boss Babe, but you don't identify yourself as a Boss Babe?
Number this one guy- dad.
Yeah, I could get that.
Yeah. I mean, that. What could anybody say to you if you have the number one dad noggin boss hat?
How about I'm boring?
I am boring. Yeah,
I am boring. That guy could have worn that hat.
There's a tennis ball. Do they have a pickleball?
Yeah, it looks like you can custom make.
Oh, CEO. That would be good. If you were running a company, do they tell you how to do that over at Cubic Partners?
I doubt it.
If you have to wear a hat that says you're CEO,
then you're probably not a CEO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, this could be the holiday gift for everybody on your list. You know, if you can't get a chubby 3/4 inch polo, if they run out of stock,
maybe this.
Yeah. Maybe an avocado hat.
Guys, here's the other
on Oprah's list, like Christmas list for sure.
Yeah, like 2 years in the future, these are the only baseball caps that exist.
Oh, that's not a future I want to be part of.
Yeah, even for baseball players, Tyson.
Yeah, even for baseball players, Danny's gonna have to get mediocre amateur oversized noggin bosses.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, if you're a baseball player, this could double as the helmet. So you would have to create less helmets, could keep costs down for Major League Baseball as salaries are rising.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very smart.
Mm-hmm. Danny, could you wear this instead of a bike helmet?
You know what helmet I'm interested in? I saw this. They make a scarf helmet. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
No.
Scarf helmet.
And it inflates your head
As you fall.
Yeah.
That's the helmet I want.
What do you mean it inflates? It's like an airbag?
So, yeah. Yeah. It looks like a scarf. But when it senses collision, it'd be like, psh,
the video's been around for a while, but it just started circulating again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw it a couple of years ago, and it's a bad sign that it hasn't taken off. I haven't seen people with the inflatable scarf, but
the world's safest bicycle helmet isn't a helmet. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so here's this woman going over the bike and boom.
They have a video of it too, of it popping
still
out.
Still alive.
On someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much for a helmet scarf?
Can you even buy them yet?
Yeah. Is this a real product? See. I feel like it's a concept. I don't know. Oh, 55 euros.
55 euro?
Dollar strong. Get that right now.
Okay. Yeah. Pick one up for everybody on your list also. Boy, so many deals today on the Cyber Monday special.
Yeah, right?
5 stars, too. That got like 400 reviews at 5 stars.
Mm-hmm. I want to get one for my kids because they won't wear helmets and I'm tired of yelling at them. So
will they wear a scarf, though?
Wear your scarf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe.
It's more like a neck pillow than a scarf, I think.
Oh, okay. That'd be perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Like it loops around, but it's not super soft. But then when it inflates, just boom, around your head. This is insane. What a world we live in.
What a world we live in.
I don't live in that world yet of inflatable neck braces.
So here's what you could do. You wear the Noggin Boss, and then you also wear the neck brace thing.
No way.
Neck brace goes, it pushes the foam out of the Noggin Boss, keeping the Noggin Boss on your head, but protecting you at the same time.
The Noggin Boss gets you killed. It obstructs the inflation of the helmet and you
You couldn't wear them both at the same time. Yeah.
No way.
It's one or the other, I think.
Okay. Style or function.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been always the age-old battle.
The trade-off.
This is the beginning of man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. This is a study that was announced today that I'm not sure I totally understand. Okay. They surveyed 2,000 dog and cat owners, okay? And according to the study, they found that 4 out of 5 of these people feel like that the world would be a better place if we saw through our pets' eyes. That's the headline.
3 out of 4?
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And so these sound like that these are people who are on dating apps who are spending a lot of time with their pet, and they feel like it's easier to make conversation with their pet.
Uh-huh, because you can just talk at them.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, and they feel like that the pets are able to just go up to people. And so these are people that are struggling to, like, make a human connection, but pets seem to have no problem.
So they're liking the social aspect of the animals.
Mm-hmm. So do they want to become a pet themselves?
Yeah.
If a serum existed that could turn you into a dog, now it's saying that 34% of people would take that serum?
Yeah. Some of the respondents said, sometimes I feel like not getting up anymore, but having to take care of these animals helped me to continue to get up and move. Mm-hmm. And seeing my pet, as corny as it may sound, something about the innocence, the purity opens my heart beyond something indescribable. I feel a warmth in my core and I want to do better for her. And that's why.
Who is this guy?
These are people.
This one person.
Yeah. That's why 78% of the respondents said that the world would be a better place if they could view it through the pet's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
These people sound lonely.
Yeah. Danny, you're a pet owner.
You are a pet owner. So are you, Rob?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So am I. I have a tortoise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. You would love to see the world through the eyes of your tortoise.
Nah, I think it's all about just like food.
Mm-hmm. I think with most animals, you know, when the animals are all just with the other animals, it's about food and banging. And that's basically
food and banging. Oh my God. What do you work at? Cubic Partners, Danny?
Come on, Danny.
Yeah. But the one of the people that did this study, they said, we see this survey results as an opportunity for us to better ourselves by taking a page from the pet's handbook. We challenge you, chat it up with a stranger, embrace and celebrate diversity, leave judgment at the door, and strive to be an elevated version of yourself. One that would make your four-legged friend be super proud, Danny.
You know, these last two stories.
Yes.
just a weird world we're living in.
What the big hat and
maybe where the big hat is a conversation piece. Mm-hmm. You know, like people might come up and talk to you if you're wearing that oversized hat.
If you're wearing the big hat, that's a conversation starter. So if you are struggling to start conversations, pick up a big hat. It's probably worth it for $75.
Maybe we should open up human parks, not like we already have, but like fenced off areas where humans can go up to other humans. I think there's a Key and Peele sketch that's exactly like that.
Yeah.
And they just run up to each other and they're super excited.
Yeah.
And they can pretend like they're dogs because it's easier to talk to a human when you pretend you're a dog than when you pretend you're human.
You wear that Boss Babe giant hat around, Danny?
Oh my gosh.
You're going to be having conversations all day.
You're a babe, but you're a boss.
Yeah. Tyson, would it be rude to wear the giant hat on an airplane? Are you taking up too much space? Do you need a bigger seat?
Definitely rude. And also uncomfortable because you won't be able to lean your head all the way back. It's just going to push you even further forward than the seats are already designed to do.
Yeah. They're going to have to bring back hat boxes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the hat boxes are very, very nice to have.
Right? Noggin Boss hat box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The perfect accessory for your Noggin Boss hat.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, Danny, I don't know if I know this about you. Are you an early riser?
Yes, pretty early. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not by choice.
Yeah. And Tyson, you're famously not an early riser, right?
I've been anti-early rise since my existence. But
now you are forced into it.
I'm also forced into it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is another study that says that people who are early risers, they feel like that they may be people who have higher verbal intelligence.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. What has been your anecdotal experience?
That's it. No, I don't think that's true at all. I've always been verbally blessed and have famously risen quite late.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. False.
Do you think you're an outlier?
I mean, I think I'm verbally gifted more so than 99% of the population. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'm an outlier. Yeah,
you host many podcasts.
I'm an outlier to,
you're a top
everything to all of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
this study was done by early morning people, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wanted to just Canadians. Seem better than everybody. Yeah. So they just did the study before all the late risers wake up
and voice their opinion. Also, they probably made this study up while he or she was sitting there looking at their partner asleep. Mm-hmm. You know, like 10 in the morning. He's just super jealous. Like, how could they do that?
So these
Rob gets up at 4 in the morning, looks over and is like, "Hey, Nicole, would you say I'm verbally blessed?" And she's like, and he's like, "Well, you're not."
Mm-hmm.
Mark that down.
Early risers can definitely be more obnoxious.
Is that the truth?
Their energy in the morning is obnoxious, but they love telling other people how early, like when I read about how Mark
Cuban.
No.
Zuckerberg.
I'm sure he's on the list.
Twain.
The guy who just, Wahlberg, talks about waking up at 2:30 in the morning. You're like, dude, that's just stupid.
Why does he get up so early? Stupid. What does he have to do?
He goes to bed at 4.
You can do like 5 workouts.
Yeah.
Also, actually, I'm going to go on a tear here because this is one thing I hate about people who talk about waking up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's this whole thing where people are like, dude, what I do, like my system, I get up 4:30. I drink a gallon and a half of water. Then I do my first workout, legs only. And then I go and I eat 5 steaks and then I hit my arms you have to stick to this routine. And every time I hear people say that or give out some stupid routine like that, like, "Oh, you got to stick with the routine." I'm like, you don't have kids. Cause I would love to wake up early, but when I have a kid who's puking on me at 3 in the morning or crying because something fell over in the room in the middle of the night, it's like impossible when you have other people. You either have to be single or selfish
or
to
old.
Maintain. Yeah, or to maintain like a constant early morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
Sick of it.
I don't like the early morning routines. The guy like this Marky Mark Wahlberg, who's like, "I wake up at 2:30 to exercise."
Right.
It's like, why don't you just go to bed a little later and wake up a little later and rotate your whole schedule around a normal person?
Yeah, you sound like a psychopath. You're the people I see driving around at 3:30 in the morning. Yeah. You're like, what? Who are these people? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just a bunch of Mark Wahlbergs and people with their system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, don't mess with success, okay? It's working for Mark Wahlberg.
And then you always see the list on Instagram. They're like, 10 things that all successful people do. And it's like, wake up at 4 a.m., get workout in, drink electrolytes, have magnesium, do yoga, do some other meditation, then do 2.5 hours of reading literature, then write some poems, then write in your
journal. Lemon water enema.
Lemon water enema. Yeah. And then at 7 a.m. after you've done all of that, go to work.
Productivity's through the roof. Mm-hmm. By 12 o'clock, I've done everything I need to do to be successful. Then I work on my book. I'm writing 5 books about how to be successful. It is so out of control, and it always starts with wake up early.
Mm-hmm. It always starts with wake up
early. Well, maybe these are the same people that are also saying, like, all right, lunch, gotta grab a snack. I've got 3.5 minutes. Gotta make some Velveeta mac and cheese.
I've got five
leg workout.
Shells and cheese.
Five lawsuits in the pipeline. I work on those between 9 and 10.
Taking too long. Get a lawsuit going. Cancel my 1 o'clock. Okay.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, Danny, do you have some stories for us in your bolt hole once again?
I do.
Okay, so let's go visit there with Danny Bryson, the world famous Danny's Bolt Hole. Yes.
Hey guys, today I'm going to talk about my 10-point system for being successful.
What's number one?
Number one, you must wake up at 4:30.
Cold shower. Jump on the trampoline. 15 minutes. Get those lymphatic system going.
I have a steak on my bedside table. I instantly eat it, and then I take a cold shower. Then I drink some urine.
Yes. It's like,
that's not what I want to talk about, though. Seriously, this is something that...
Well, Tyson, you could have taken a cold shower at the mansion on the first night.
It would
have, yeah.
Did you feel alive? Did you? No.
I felt miserable. All I wanted was a hot shower.
and then gone right on the trampoline.
Yeah.
If you would have had that brisket delivered early, it could have been right there for you. You could have been on Danny's system the whole first day.
No one over 25 should jump on a trampoline.
Dude, you don't have to tell me.
All your insides are no longer connected in a solid manner to your body, and you just feel the whole, all your innards just moving inside.
Compress.
It's very, it's very unsettling. Yeah. Anyway, that's not what I'm talking about. This is something we did brush on our Halloween special.
Oh. Yes.
And it had to do with fairy tales. We talked about
12-foot skeletons.
We bored people with Hansel and Gretel talking about how, you know, it was not the story that we were led to believe. And a survey came out saying that fairy tales, almost a majority of people think that fairy tales are too grimm for children.
That's why the Grimm brothers wrote them.
Yeah. The number one fairy tale, 46% of parents believe that Hansel and Gretel is an inappropriate bedtime story. So it wasn't just me.
No, it is inappropriate.
46% said it was inappropriate. 28% said Little Red Riding Hood was.
Yeah.
25% Rumpelstiltskin, which I don't really remember that story.
The real true Rumpelstiltskin story is quite horrifying, I think.
Is it 12%, true?
Yeah.
12%, oh my God. The Three Little Pigs.
Mm-hmm.
and 11% Beauty and the Beast.
Are you saying, is the Rumpelstiltskin story a true story? No, it's not a true story. It is, but the actual Rumpelstiltskin tale, I believe, is quite disturbing.
Yeah.
They're all disturbing. Back then, when these stories came out, like in the dark woods of Bavaria.
People's imagination was different.
Yeah, it was like there was no hope. So to write a story, we were so used to like Marvel movies and it was like everything ends well. But back then in that world, nothing ended well.
Yeah.
So ever. The story
not even in real life.
Yeah. How life most likely was for them.
Because back in the old days, they didn't want you to know how bad you had it. So they had to like all the stories had to have like unhappy, miserable, like, oh, I guess you should be thankful for how
your life is bad.
How good I have it, because this sounds
Let me tell you about these two kids that were kicked out of their house and lured into the forest.
Well, Ziggy in the chat says most of the stories are encouraging kids to not wander off into the forest.
That's a totally good observation. Yeah. Probably the biggest danger at that time was like, look, stay near the farm.
Yeah, do not
go away from
venture
the farm.
Into the forest. Something will get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably because things were so boring, people had to go and venture off. The only people who stayed home were all of the people that would get fired from working at the French consultant agencies for being too boring. Yeah.
This is basically them saying like 10 ways to be successful in the Middle Ages. Stay close to the farmhouse.
Yeah.
Do not insult the king. Do not shoot the king's deer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do not, under any circumstances, go through the forest.
Never go through the forest. And I think I've read several accounts, like historical accounts. The forest back then was super scary.
Oh, was
like, it was huge. It was dark. It was like not a place anyone ever wanted to be. It's filled with bandits most of the time. And so it's not surprising that so many of these stories cover the forest. The forest is a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying place to be. Even now, when you go into a forest, it's got a vibe.
For sure.
It really does. Mm-hmm.
But Dan, you're famous for going into forests. Would you live your life differently in the 1400s?
100%. Let me tell my favorite forest story.
Forrest Gump.
I was sleeping in a parking lot in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only car there. I was sleeping in my car. There was one other car there, nobody around, right? I'm laying there half asleep, and all of a sudden, at like 1:30 in the morning, I hear this primal scream, right? Just like, rah! Scared the bejeebers out of me. I sit up and look out my window, and there's this guy screaming next to the other car in the parking lot, maybe like 10 stalls away. And I totally understood. It only took 2 seconds of looking at him to understand what had happened. He had been working his way out of the forest probably since sunset, right? Mm-hmm. And in the dark forest, it's very like oppressive, especially like in Oregon and Washington. It's such a dark place. And when he finally reached his car, it was like this release of tension that he had probably felt for hours. He was just like so glad to be out of the forest that he just screamed. And then he got in his car and drove away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's the forest right there. It's summed up in one experience. You know, the mm-hmm. black forest. So the fact that you would write a story about parents leaving their kids in the forest and then the terrible things that happened to them, that would not make a good book.
Not just anymore. No,
it's not a good subject to talk about. So I was right. I sensed it, that it was a terrible story for kids. Now I have this survey that backs me up.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good.
Tyson, my favorite Danny's bolt holes are the ones that are just the Danny going back to prove that he was right in previous episodes of the podcast.
Yeah.
Those are supporting evidence to claims he's made on other podcasts.
That's all that my life is. It's just like me trying to find evidence that what I just
bookmark
told you
that.
Is kind correct. Of true.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So did we name it something else besides bolt hole or just keep it as is? I already wrote the song. Mm-hmm. Let's not change it.
Mm. Yeah. We can't get rid of that song.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's just a kind of the bolt hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not all the time, but it is a reoccurring theme for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, let the record show Hansel and Gretel is a disturbing story and should not be read to children.
To a large part of the percent of the population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not everyone. Some people.
What
still
would
enjoy
pets
it.
Do in that story?
Would they eat the witch?
Like the witch's face, the witch. Mm-hmm. Maybe change the witch's whole attitude.
Oh, her heart. Children, mm-hmm. Right? Grows three sizes.
Yeah.
Too big.
They would have just eaten all the breadcrumbs when they dropped them, the pets. Yeah. So that wouldn't even have happened. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So. Well, Danny, great job once again on the bolt hole. What's coming up for you this week?
Oh, big things.
Ooh. Let's hear them.
YouTube stuff, mediocre amateur. Thanks to anyone who has subscribed. I feel like my subscribers going up. I'm still not anywhere near 100,000, but at least I'm close to 80,000. So I'm
on my
way. That's
pretty close.
It's just so slow. Organic growth, I know, is the right way to do things, but man, it sucks to sit around. Maybe if I woke up earlier, took a cold shower, and ate more protein, that I could get
that trampoline in. Yeah.
But yeah, so stand by. I got some mediocre stuff. You want to see what I do when I'm not podcasting, it's there on Mediocre Amateur. So
yeah, we'd love to.
Yeah.
I subscribed, so I've done my part.
You've done your part. You can just boom, subscribe.
One of the 80,000.
Walk away. Yeah. Yeah.
One of the 80,000.
One in the crowd.
Yeah. Very good.
You, Tyson?
I have a Major League Pickleball podcast right after this. Then we got a break on Tuesday, I guess. Since
What are you going to do? Nice. Get in more pickleball?
Rent a mansion and go swimming?
I should go play pickleball. Probably have to take the van in because we took it in recently and I think they did an oil change, but they forgot to reset the oil change.
I hate that. Yeah. Now you don't know.
Now I don't know. Did they really actually do it? And then, started a new podcast, Life with Boston Rob and Tyson Apostle, where we just kind of talk about life. And that's it. So we just wander aimlessly through conversation
through
for half an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Through the forest, through the proverbial
deep,
forest.
Dark forest. Yeah. Tyson's mind.
Rob, what have you got going on? You got something in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I got to jump on an Amazing Race exit interview, talk about the latest team who lost the Amazing Race, see what they're up to. Got to talk about Wednesday over on Nothing But Netflix this weekend, the brand new Addams Family reboot, which I thought was very, very fun.
And Liz then, loved it.
Yeah. And then also everything going on with the reality TV stuff over at robisawebsite.com. Thank you so much for joining us once again. This was a really fun News AF here on a Monday.
Yeah, Monday. Start your week off right.
Yes. Okay. And let's see hear how productive everybody's week was after listening to this on Monday. Okay. Yeah. So when you come back next week. Until next time, take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.